This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Between 2000 and 2013, poverty grew by 29% in cities, but by 66% in suburbs. Ratification of the 19th Amendment in 1920, granting women the right to vote nationwide, came down to a 24-year-old, Harry T. Byrne, Republican state representative in the Tennessee delegation. His mother reportedly told him to be a good boy, and he cast the tie-breaking vote. Neuroscientists have found that food and recreational drugs have a common target in the reward circuit of the brain, and the brains of humans and other animals who are stressed undergo biological changes that make them more susceptible to addiction. U.S. government has partly rescinded a ban on the use of laptops on some U.S.-bound international flights only days after rolling out demands for enhanced security measures at overseas airports. Etihad Airways in Abu Dhabi was allowed to have its passengers cleared to fly to the U.S. to again use laptops, tablets, and other electronics in the cabin. An appeals court has blocked new EPA attempt to delay methane testing plans for new oil and gas wells. Ruling signaled that President Trump's plans to erase his predecessor's environmental record may face obstacles. House Committee on Appropriations has drafted a provision to stop the IRS from enforcing the Affordable Care mandate. Restrictions for the fiscal year that starts October 1st are included in an appropriations bill that was approved by the Subcommittee on Financial Services and General Government. Operator of the Senior Center SAGE, a nonprofit advocacy service organization, is working with private developers to build New York City's first subsidized housing for older LGBT individuals who need a place to stay, may face discrimination from their neighbors, or simply want to spend their later years among those that feel most comfortable by them. Louisiana is debating asking the federal government to invoke a little-known law that allows it to employ companies' drug patents for the government's use. After essentially overriding the patents, the government could pay the companies as little as $1,000 for a 12-week course of treatment for hepatitis C, which would meet the state's crisis. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.